Ever tried hard to change a bad habit of yourself but failed miserably? Yes, we all have been there. What were the steps that you took to achieve it? What went wrong? Is there a tried and tested technique to successfully breaking the habit and changing for good? Hello guys, welcome to another episode of the Genius Touch podcast. This is Sarat Patro and let's jump into the topic. Today we are talking about a Japanese philosophy that helps you to improve yourself. Kaizen. Kai meaning change and Zen meaning better. It also means a constant change for the betterment of family life, home life, social life and professional life. When applied to the workplace, Kaizen means quality change affecting all. Kaizen was developed in the times after World War II to manage waste and increase process efficiency in the industries. Remember the hare and the tortoise story? The tortoise won because slow and steady wins the race. Well, that is what Kaizen is all about. You slowly improve and with continuous efforts, you change yourself to what you aspire for. Sounds difficult? Well, it is not. It breaks you away from the procrastination and lethargy. Kaizen can be applied in our lives in two ways, as a philosophy and as an action plan. As a philosophy, you can improve yourself every day by believing that change is the only constant. And for the betterment of yourself, you ought to change. Kaizen is about creating an environment where you are fully involved in recommending and applying the changes in your daily lives. As an action plan, you will work towards achieving the proposed goals. You will focus on the important areas that you need to work on. Kaizen can be implemented in personal life as well as the professional environment. Teams working on their overall development to achieve professional goals using Kaizen's principle have seen a significant growth in their sales. Example, companies like Ford and Nikon have worked on continuous development and improved their performance by 3x times. What are the steps in a Kaizen philosophy? We call it 5-stage philosophy. In every stage, you are working towards changing yourself and planning for your development. Step 1. Set goals. What you want to achieve, your aspirations, hopes and dreams all should be put together on the mind map. For example, you have been wanting to get fit and have planned to exercise every morning. Step 2. Strategize development plans. Examine your current stage and make plans that you think will help you to achieve your goals. Let me give you an example for this as well. You make a plan of waking up at 7 a.m. every day and do 20 crunches in a go. Step 3. Implement the plan. Yes, you implement the plan and start working on the change. And according to this example, you wake up successfully and give your body the fresh start with 20 crunches. Step 4. Review if the plan doesn't work. Many times plans fail for the first time. You will have to revise them and change your routine accordingly. In this example, you surely tried with 20 crunches, but your body did not react well to the rigorous exercises and you feel tired for the next 2 days with body aches. Step 5. Plan again. Now you devise a plan to exercise like a beginner. You start by warming up your body with mild exercise and then begin with 5 crunches a day for 3 to 4 days and then 8 crunches for the next day, 3 to 4 days and so on. Slowly you gain strength and within months you reach your desired fitness level. But what if you are having the bad phases of your life? Will the principles of Kaizen demotivate you more? Well, the answer is it's all in our mind. Learning, growing and improving ourselves take time. We should work hard every day, striving every morning for the better sleep. And the principles of Kaizen are made for it. Remember, this change needs time and a lot of patience. Like the tortoise, you will have to be slow but steady. Start implementing Kaizen once in any small goal you want to achieve. Give this technique a try and let us know your feedback via email, which is mentioned in the description. That's all for today, guys. See you in next episode. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Genius Touch podcast. I really enjoyed putting together this little talk for you. For more valuable insights and thoughts, tune in for new episodes. And don't forget to rate, review, subscribe to my podcast and share this informative piece to everyone. I will meet you again in our new episode. Until then, take care and have a wonderful day.